Greetings, viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we have a fantastic show for you. We're going to be making two items. First, we're going to be making bagels, which we're going to be later using to make bagel chips. And then we're also going to be making a spinach artichoke dip. So let's begin by making our bagels. First, what I have here is 1 cup of warm water. And I have half a package of yeast, or about half a tablespoon. I'm just going to stir that. Okay. Next, I'm going to be using 1 tablespoon of molasses. I'm going to be using 1 tablespoon of light corn syrup. Okay, just mix that around. Give that a quick mix. Next, I'm going to be adding our dry ingredients. So, I'm going to use 2 cups of bread flour. And 1 teaspoon of salt. And I just have a sifter right here. I'm just gonna sift it. Okay. Make sure we get all the salt. Okay. And then I'm gonna just mix this around. Incorporate the liquids and the dry ingredients until we get a nice ball that we can work with on the table. Should be good enough. We'll be using a little bit of flour on our table here. And you want to leave some to the side so that you can always add more when the dough gets a little too sticky to work with. Okay, so I'm just going to put a little bit on top. And now I'm just going to knead it. And, you know, the kneading time is going to vary, but typically we want to knead it for about at least 6 to 7 minutes. And just keep folding it over like that. It's getting a little dry. Okay, that's probably good enough. One way to tell that it's ready to go is if you pinch the dough and it's got the same feeling as your earlobe. So this is good. And now we got to let this rise. And I'm just going to put it back into the bowl here. And I'm going to place this in the oven. Well, what I did in the oven was I boiled a pot of water. And that should create enough heat for this to rise. And plus it adds just the right amount of moisture to it. So I'm going to throw this in there. And I actually made one earlier, and as you can see, it's about double the size. So once you get it, we just punch it down like that. And now we'll just roll it out. And from here, we want to separate this into 4 sections. So we'll cut it right down. Okay. And then we're going to roll these into little balls that we're going to use to rise the second time. The first time you let the dough rise, it should be for 40 minutes. The second time, it's only going to be for about 25 minutes. I have a tray here with some parchment paper, and I'm just going to stick these on here so they don't touch. And now we're going to put this in the oven. Okay, it's been 25 minutes, and as you can see, our four balls have almost doubled in size. So the next step of this is we're actually going to boil our dough. And the reason why we do that is so we have a chewy texture that we're accustomed to when we're eating bagels. First thing we got to do is we got to punch our little holes. And to do that, we just carefully pick it up and use our thumbs, just work our way around it. And the weight of the dough is going to actually pull it apart. And you just want to make a hole about, you know, size of a quarter or something like that. So we'll just go ahead and keep doing that for the rest of these. Okay. And over here I have a medium-sized pot of boiling water, which I'm going to add a tablespoon of sugar. And just stir that around. And while we have this boiling, I'm also going to preheat our oven to 400 degrees. So now we're just going to drop the bagel in there, and we're going to boil each side for about 1 minute on each side. And then we're going to flip it. Now that I have these all boiled, what I'm going to do is I'm going to transfer them back to our baking pan, baking sheet. And for the bottoms, I'm going to add a little cornmeal. So just go ahead and sprinkle some on the top, and we're going to flip them over. This is going to give us a nice crust on the bottom, and it adds a little flavor. So just go ahead and flip them over. And in our preheated oven, we're going to bake this for 25 minutes at 400 degrees. Okay, it's been about 25 minutes, and I'm going to pull these out of the oven. As you can see, we have a beautiful brown color, and we're going to just let this cool off. Okay, next, I'm going to be making our bagel chips, and we're going to use those bagels we made earlier. So, I have them right here. We're going to use two. And what I'm going to use is I'm going to use a bread knife, and we're going to make thin slices about a quarter of an inch thick. And you can make long bagel chips, it's okay. As long as it's nice and delicious, it doesn't matter. It's actually day-old bagels probably work better, because these are still fresh and they're pretty soft. So if you want to make the bagels ahead of time, you know, you are more than free to do that. It might actually be easier to work with. And then we're going to leave the oven on, by the way, because we're going to keep it at the same temperature. And we're going to broil these for about 1 to 2 minutes on each side, just so it gets a nice toasty crisp. Okay, now that we have those, we're going to make our oil that we're going to brush on top. So I have some extra virgin olive oil. I'm going to use about 2 cups. Maybe 1 cup is good enough. We'll try that first. Okay. And what I have here is I have 2 teaspoons of Herbes de Provence. It's a mixture of herbs like rosemary and thyme. You can find this at your local grocery store. I have a 1/2 teaspoon of ground pepper, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of dry basil leaves. Okay. I'll just mix that all together. Okay. Now with the pastry brush, we're just going to lightly coat both sides. You know, you don't have to go put too much. I lined our baking sheet we used earlier with parchment paper so it doesn't stick to the pan. So just lightly brush it on there. And you can always add your own herbs to this if you want to use maybe like fennel seeds or, you know, thyme, sage. You know, there's a lot of different herbs you can try. You know, whatever your taste palate is. Okay. Any leftover oil, we can always use that for our bagels later. So now I'm just gonna put this in our oven. I have it set on broil at 400, and we're gonna do it for 1 to 2 minutes. And then we're gonna take them out and we're gonna flip them over and put it in there for another 1 to 2 minutes. Okay, I pulled out our bagel chips, and as you can see, they're a very lovely golden brown color, and we're ready to plate this.
Tomorrow, on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, we'll learn how to make a flavorful and rich spinach artichoke dip, completely vegan, absolutely irresistible, and perfect to serve with our herbed bagel chips. See you again soon! Coming up now on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. Blessed be your new week with boundless joy. For details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BEG.